The city of Lebanon, New Hampshire, has a problem with how to fix a problem. The issue is how to deal with parking and camping overnight on city property. Now, initially, the idea was to create an ordinance that would ban the practice. But there was a public outcry over that, as a lot of people saw that ordinance as criminalizing homelessness. So this past June, the city decided it would postpone the ban and form a task force to address immediate issues. But city officials say people staying in cars or setting up camps overnight on city property is still a problem that needs to be addressed. Now, a revised version of the ordinance might be making its way to the city council soon. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has been covering the Upper Valley, and she joins me now to talk about the recent developments in this story. Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mitch.
Now, first, give us an overview of what happened this past June. Why did this ordinance cause such a stir?
So there's been an encampment of people living right off the highway in Lebanon behind a Hannaford parking lot. And they weren't necessarily causing problems. It seemed relatively peaceful. But some issues started coming up with the Hannafords, and local people started to worry about who was living down there and what was happening. There's no showers, no trash receptacles down there. It's just people living on an empty lot. Lebanon Police Chief Mello helped to write the ordinance, and he says that allowing people to live on the lot creates a liability.
It's not designed for long-term camping or staying on that property. There's no facilities. There's no trash receptacles. We're starting to get complaints from Hannaford that some of the residents of that lot have been coming into the store and loitering, using the bathrooms to bathe. So there's some residual impact that's going on to the surrounding area.
That was Chief Mello back in June. Here's Tom Moore. He's a 78-year-old, and he was living in the lot over the summer.
We have no choice. Low income. We can't afford to rent a place. They're supposed to be helping us get a place, but they don't seem to be doing nothing. The poor people have to live someplace. I mean, they can't afford to go into a park. They can't afford the state parks. And they got to live someplace. What's happened to our freedom here?
Well, that puts a real human voice to that problem, a 78-year-old gentleman who was forced to, you know, live overnight there, really. How did the city council resolve the tension around the original ordinance, or did they resolve it?
Well, so they had a meeting back in June to take up the city ordinance, and hundreds of people came out to speak against the ordinance. Not a single person spoke in favor of the ordinance. So ultimately, the city council decided not to take up the ordinance and instead make a task force to work on the issue. The city council asked the community to help them. Here's city councilor Sarah Welch back in June.
We cannot do this by ourselves. We need the help of as many people as possible. You have touched my heart very deeply by being here. And that's the most important thing.
Wow, you can really hear what an emotional issue this is. So, Rebecca, what has the task force been doing this summer? I mean, what problems have they been addressing, and have they been successful?
So the task force is made up of people from local nonprofits who specialize in this, like the Upper Valley Haven, Listen, Police Chief Mello, city council members, and city manager Paula Mayville. They all worked specifically to get people out of this lot. And apparently they've been rather successful. Almost all of the people have been helped to find some sort of alternative housing. They're also working a lot with mental health issues because that filters into this a lot. But also something that interim city manager Paula Mayville said is there is room for a larger regional task force. They've been working specifically in Lebanon, but this is an issue that crosses state borders and is across the region.
Well, meanwhile, they're reworking the original ordinance. What are they doing there? What's likely to come up next?
So they think that the city ordinance is still important, that it's still, they want to have control over city property in Lebanon. But they also don't want to punish people for being homeless. Interim city manager Paula Mayville says, for example, they want to take away the original $100 ticket and give some leeway, some space for people to take a couple of days to get off the premise, because, of course, $100 for somebody who's experiencing homelessness is a lot. Here's a conversation I had with interim city manager Paula Mayville yesterday over the phone.
We don't want to look at this as criminalizing homelessness. We're looking at this as trying to gain some control over what is publicly owned property. So we're looking at the potential of instituting more of a warning for the first offense with perhaps some days to vacate the premises.
Wow. Well, a warning, but then that could be followed up by a fine. She doesn't say that there, but that remains an option, yes?
Yes, certainly.
Well, what's the timeline on this, Rebecca? I mean, when could the council vote on the ordinance?
So they're hoping to have the ordinance drafted by early October. That goes to the city council. And then, of course, it can't be taken up without a public hearing. So the question is, will we see the same sort of public outcry that we saw in June? Will hundreds of people come to the microphone speaking out against the ordinance again? And if so, is it back to the drawing board? So there's a lot of questions still about how the community will react to this. But we can expect these issues to be resurfacing again in October.
It seems to me remarkable, Rebecca, that the city of Lebanon has reacted so strongly to this point. I mean, they seem to really care about these people in these overnight camps. How does this fit into the larger conversation about affordable housing in the Upper Valley?
Yeah, that's a good question. Housing in the Upper Valley is really difficult. There isn't much in terms of affordable, rentable housing. This has been a problem for people across incomes, not just people of low income. Just recently, Twin Pines Housing Trust got a zoning permit to build a mixed income housing facility in the city of Lebanon, trying to address this issue of lack of low income and moderate housing. So it's certainly an issue across the Upper Valley, not just for people experiencing homelessness or of low income.
Well, we'll keep following your reporting on this. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.